Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Pam padam pam pam padam pam pam boing boing boing. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show. Hello, Amal.
Hello.
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 Hello. No, I am the only one talking. So please, don't show me you want the mics. Good morning, everyone. It's just me. And I've got a special guest today. A co-host now. He's a FOTS, because a friend of the show. It's his second appearance. Sy naam is Benedict Sebastian. Good morning, Benedict Sebastian.
Goeiemôre, hoe gaan dit daar?
Nee, lekker en welkom terug by die show.
Baie dankie, ek is excited om hier te wees.
Klaar. Dit is beautiful. Wanneer het jy dit gedoen?
So 2 of 3 jaar gelede, ek dink.
Want jy was laas hier, toe praat ons oor modder en bloed. Jy was toevallig hier vir a promo daar oor.
Ja.
Toe het ons nou nie veel gepraat oor ander goed nie. En toe, na die tyd, toe kom ek achter, jy het actually a CD uit. Ek het dit nie geweet nie.
Ja, wel.
Dis nogal, dis, wel, aan die begin het ek nie mooi geweet of dit gaan goed of sleg wees.
Well, okay.
Maar ek like dit.
Ja,
baie.
Dit is anders.
Dit is exactly dit.
Ja.
Aan die begin denk jy, wat a fuck, en dan, maar soos hierdie een, ek love dit, ek love die production. Yo, Yoka Mala Hula, wie dit produce, hoe kom het jy dit, waar het jy?
Okay, so die basic thing is, ek het gewerk so met Gabby LaRue van in Calcutta Farm.
Calcutta.
In Calcutta.
Ja.
En natuurlik baie ander getrek, dit is net, maar hy het een baie interessante approach na elektroniese muziek.
Ek loved it,
ja.
Ek loved it.
Ja. So ek en hy het saamgewerk en met idees nog goed voor in dag gekom, en die hele punt was gewees om multicultural, genres te probeer saammeng en iets unieks te probeer maak. So daar is, dis Engels-Afrikaans, daar is so bykie van alles in, bykie ja. Kwaito hier en daar, bykie dubstep, bykie house, bykie
maar het drums. Werk!
Ja, so is lekker, is an interesting album.
Wat noem is die koore gedeelte van In Ons Dans, waar hy klavier so speel, en wat so type style is dit?
Dit is meer pop, en dit is meer, dit het so element van disco, like disco pop.
Maar dit is half melancholies, ek weet ja. Nie wat dit is nie, so half, ek wil nie sê mense is op drugs nie, maar dit is so half, asof mense deur a cathedral loop, en jy sien nie die beautiful paintings en mure en goed. Luister 'n bietjie. Nie jy nie, jy ken dit. Die mense.
Dit is my gesinlik.
Of wens jy was aan my sy.
Okay, nou, dit bou op. Bou op, dit bou op. Where did I? What a moment. Imagine a cathedral. Crystal chandeliers, witnieren,
candelabra,
goud.
Ik loop
love that, love that.
En ek sien jou daar in hulle oë.
Dis great, dis helemaal anders.
En elkeen het sy eie wense. Vir my is jy waarin ek glo.
En nou weer daar.
En ons
dit herinner my aan iets, maar ek weet nie aan fucking wat.
Wel, hierdie song is bietjie melancholies, nou, hy het bietjie van een, dit is een love song, ek ben, inherently, en love songs en ballads het goed is, maar hy het maar so'n hint van
yeah.
Verlangen en heimwee.
Ja. Yeah.
Met die soeke.
Ja, maar dit klink nie soos checkers nie, verstaan jy, dit klink internationaal.
Ja.
Al is ons nou nie by mekaar nie.
En ek sou sê, as iemand van my sou sê, skryf 'n blurb hiervoor vir die cover, dan sou ek geskryf het, dit laat mens lig weg jags.
ek dink die energie wat ingesit is in die projek straal deur.
Ja. Hallo Alicia.
Hallo, hallo, hallo.
Welkom by die show, man.
Bye,
we haven't seen you for ages.
I know, darling.
Ek het Sebastian ontmoet.
Ek het en ek love hierdie liedjie. Hierdie is 'n fucking klitskitter.
Wat verstaan jy? Lekker.
Absoluut, ek love it, ek love it.
Wat is die manlik vir klitskitter?
Trill tracker.
Oh, ah. Nee.
Ja. ek hou baie van hierdie liedjie. Ja, dit laat mens so effens jags, maar ek wens ek het 'n kakkies vol mushroom tea gehad om te drink. Terwyl ek nou hierdie luister.
Ja. Hallo Kev.
Sunny Banane.
Oh, are you Sunny?
I'm fine. How are you, Kesper?
I'm fine. And do you know Sebastian?
I know, Sebastian and I we met at a cafe in Melville 100 years ago.
Mm. Oh, you vampires.
I was still naughty at that time.
What are you trying to imply about Sebastian?
I'm still naughty, by the
way. I have, I've grown.
Ah.
Ja nie God, hy is nou getroud met kinders.
Daarom nie getroud met rugby nie.
Ja,
precies. Ja nie, gelukkig.
Ja,
I like rugby.
Oh really? Do you like the men or the rugby?
Both.
Really?
But only certain men.
Yeah, some of them have got these strange ears, Gavin.
But I'm more for the physique of the soccer players than
yes.
The rugby players.
Yes, more for.
Want hulle is net soos en hulle is so bulky.
I'm more
for. Ja, maar bulky is sexy. Bulky is lekker. Ek hou van
volleybal. Onder sekere omstandighede.
Ja, ek hou van beach volleyball.
Okay.
Well.
Ek tog maar net ek gooi my 50 sent hier in.
Mooi.
Ja, dis baie. En sy my waar van nou jy?
Sokker ouens.
Ja.
Actually die ouens wat tussen sokker en rugby doen. Die ja, so daar so 'n okay. Wat gee vir my die naam van die ding man? Ek vergeet
Ronaldo, that's all you need to know. Cristiano Ronaldo, that's all you need to know.
No, there's
David Beckham.
But that
one with the cut of arms.
Yeah. And it's a combination tussen sy soene dan speel hulle.
Ja, ja, exactly.
Ja, wat mis kry league rugby en wat se ander ene?
Can you know?
Curry Cup.
Nee man. Dis die ander ene.
Okay, this is what they call it, footy. Ek het 'n match gekyk daar in Melbourne, footy, and it's awesome, and those bodies are just...
The bodies are good, ja.
Hulle speel actually op 'n cricketveld.
Ja, weet nie, ek het net...
Ja, ja, nee, hulle doen, dit is die type van een rugby game met soos 60 mense op die rugbyveld aan een kant, en dan...
Ja, hulle is nogal baie.
Ja, dit is 30, ek dink is letterlijk 30 aan een kant, en dan speel hulle op een cricketveld buiten seizoen, cricket seizoen, en dan the objective is net om die bal... Aan die ander kant, ek weet nie waar is die ander kant nie, actually nie.
Hoekom praat ons oor hierdie kak?
Ja, precies! Exactly! Kom maar, ons van spoor.
Okay, laat ons eerst een beetje luister.
Al is ons nou nie by mekaar nie.
Okay.
Clarabelle-esk?
Yes, yes, Clarabelle's. Clarabelle van Niekerk, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, you're right. Ken jy Clarabelle se musiek? Baie soos jou, ne?
Okay, yeah. Suid-Afrikaans.
Yeah,
ja, maar sy bly in Amerika.
Well, okay, cool.
Sy bly in Amerika, sy het nou 'n nuwe CD wat ons 'n bietjie al gespeel het. Africa Burn en daar goed is, het ons al gespeel.
Cool, ek gaan 'n bietjie nou uit. Clarabelle van Niekerk.
Ja. Clarabelle van Niekerk.
Is dat al stijl om? Clarabelle van Niekerk.
Van Niekerk. Nee, sy is by Afrikaans. Sy is nog...
Maar sing sy ook in Afrikaans?
Ja,
sy sing in Afrikaans.
Okay,
beautiful.
Cool.
Onthou jy jare gelede, maar jy is dalk nog gebore toe nie, het sy, was daar iemand wat 'n song gesing het, jy los my alleen in 'n huis vol geluide.
Ja, yes, but you sing in the wrong tune.
I'm singing, oh, fuck.
You've got the right lyrics, but this is the wrong tune, but Cassie.
Okay, I say this one.
Mama, shh. Mama, bup. Jy los my alleen in 'n huis vol geluide.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Daar aan hem was net my falsetto. Jy los my alleen in 'n huis. What the fuck is dit? Vol geluide. What the fuck? Well, dit is Clarabelle.
Where is she?
What is Benedict Sebastian Sebastian Benedict? No. What is the D? Sit here. Aha.
Uh-huh.
Is hier nog een van jou?
Dus hij. Dus ik en een dude Slovas. I like the city
life, city life, city life. Wie Slovas?
Hij is quite a artist. Ja, in Joburg.
Oh, hij klinkt zoals een Rus.
Ik denk dat hij even zoals een Rus klinkt.
Ja, maar ik bedoel zijn naam, Slovas.
Oh ja, natuurlijk. I like the
city life. Oh, it is fucking lekker.
Ja, dit laat my bietjie dink aan daai vrou.
In rooftop parties.
Wat is daai vrou van die vampires?
Wat sê, wat?
Boogie nights in the disco. I like the nightlife. I like the boogie. Wie was dit nou weer? Dis 'n good vibe by mekaar. Jere, jy het my nou gegooi, ek toch jy praat aan ander taal. Wat is die ander taal?
Zulu.
Nee, Afrikaans.
Afrikaans is
ja.
Wat nou geniet poppen dans, of jy nou kwijt hou, of jy trans.
Aha. As ons wil jol, dan wil ons jol, en daar's niks wat ons kan stol. Is ja, dit sit mense op 'n tripperige oomblik. Ja, lekker. Charmaine, how's it going, my dearest, dearest darling, with your esoterical angel show?
It's going. Next week we're talking to someone who has who repairs souls.
Of the dead.
A soul mechanic. A mechanic of souls.
A soul mechanic, yeah. And the week after that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this just for realsies?
Can you?
Yeah.
It's like somebody who heals the body, but
it's
the
like
one
spiritual dimension cockroach side.
And if it doesn't work, and you trade it in for a second-hand one.
Jou siel is jou eie problem, Boeta. Mm. So you have to decide whether you want to heal or not.
Maar ek is net
bly. Maar hoe weet jy as jy broken is?
Wat kan ek net klaar praat asseblief vir Bisha? Ek weet jy is amper klaar met ons. Maar ons hou ons manier. Nee, ek wil net sê ek is bly sy doen meer as een show. Want sy het getry and it worked and she's now doing a couple and I'm very glad.
Are you trying to kick me out?
Well,
ek gaan nêrens. Ek gaan nêrens. Ek moet eers try nie.
Ah, take him zoom.
The Casper show, the Casper show. The
yeah, but it's nice. It's nice that you're doing that. Okay, repairing souls. Well, I'll have to drag myself to listen to that, but I think...
Oh, please. please, just stay there in your yard with the dogs and just chill, okay?
He hasn't got a yard, he's got an estate.
It's tight. What's he tight?
Ja, Halfrida en Kent het jou meer nodig as ek, dankie. Maar jy kan het retweet.
Nee, maar ek love die feit dat jy oor daai goed praat. Ek love dit. Want jy het al klaar, ek het klaar met jou gepraat toe jy met Marietta Tenison wat nou met die geeste praat. Toe het ons al klaar daaroor gepraat. And it's something that draws you. So I think it's wonderful that you're doing a show like this.
Yeah,
this is I really think it's wonderful. It's part of the bouquet of Club Central is that we have way out things here. I think the only thing we shouldn't have on this station position, and not that we have it, but I think we shouldn't, is right-wing politics. We haven't got that yet. But I don't think it deserves a place.
No, it just creates so much dissension.
Ja, ek wil nie jy sikke kakkie hee nie.
En ons is klaar bitter met
ons
mekaar.
Is bitter.
Ja, ons is bitter genoeg.
Maar ons is fucking herbivores and omnivores and bisexual and fucking transgender.
And straight.
En is het ook so baie issues.
Jesus Christ. En dit is fucking atheists en mense wat met engele praat. Lovely. And Alicia, where are you going? Why are you
exactly.
leaving us? Why are you leaving us, Alicia?
Well, ek het 'n ander corporate job gekry.
Wat beteken corporate?
Well, jy die normal het jy doen die normal 9-to-5. Basically, as ek het nou in ander terme met sit, you just putting your dreams on hold for a little bit so that you can get a fucking medical aid.
Oh, sweetie.
Ja, maar dit is 'n awesome career move vir my. Okay. En as ek vir lang genoeg dit uitstek, kan ek oorsee gaan werk in enige van hulle ander branches, wat awesome is. So I just have to do it.
Is the money good?
It's fucking amazing.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, but I can finally start doing the things that I want to do.
But is the salary of Cliff Central not enough then?
Salary? Did you guys get salaries? What the fuck?
Where have you been?
You didn't get the memo.
No.
Finding Memo.
Ja, so nee, ek gaan net na 'n ander corporate job toe gaan. En ongelukkig is hulle die company by wie ek nou werk, Dynaworks.
Ja.
I mean, ek het baie leeway daar gehad. En hulle het net ek elke fucking Vrydag hiernatoe kom vir fucking 2 jaar lank.
Fucking Vrydag fucking 2 jaar. Ja.
Maar die ander posisie is super corporate omdat hulle international company is.
Dis hulle bietjie stuck up en hulle wil jou nie loslaat nie.
Ek kan nie. Ek het nie eers eintlik vir hulle gesê van Cliff Central nie. Want dit is want hulle is super corporate en ek wil nie die opportunity opfok nie.
Okay, well.
So, this by side, I mean, you know,
we are sad. Because wie gaan nou die maltrap wees? Wie gaan daai blond?
Wie gaan verdanken vry?
Gavin.
Nee, ek kan nie verdanken.
Gavin, you're a bit blond, Gavin.
I am blond, yes, but I'm not that blond to go and vry danken.
Ach, maar dit was net, dit was a marketing thing.
And it was wonderful, it worked like a dream.
Wie is danken?
Danken is nie hier vandag nie, ons het so groot team, ons het nog vir Hannes, en ons het nog vir Danken.
En Betty.
En vir Betty.
En vir Simba.
So, Simba. Toe jy hier was Simba?
Dit was Hannes, ek denk.
Ja, dit was Hannes, ek en Hannes.
Ja.
Okay.
Ja, dit is lekker om hom weer te sien.
Ja, well, hy is van die Kaap.
Ja, ek weet.
Maar nou sê hy hier.
Ja.
En toe sê ek, wel, kom in, nou sê jy fots.
Kom in. Het jy gesê ek kom in? Wat, sorry?
Ek sê jy kom in, ek sê kom in.
Ja.
En ons, wacht, ek sal nou dit sê. Ek wil net sê julle mense, ons luister na Alicia se tweede laaste appearance on the Casper Radio Show. Then you're going to come back again.
I just tweeted and I said, gonna miss this little brat. Seriously. Sien, ek moes...
Maar jy het my gesig fucking kleiner gemaak op daai foto.
But that's Gavin, my darling. The ego is bigger than
Who's
yours.
Whose account is this?
Exactly. And who are we listening to?
Brand, a weerhoekstok in jou pyjamas. Dit is Casper Radio.
In ons
extra special
guest vandag is 'n co-host in Fots Benedict Sebastian Benedict.
Hallo.
Ja, Alicia.
Jy weet hoe jy nou hierdie nuwe jingles gemaak het? Hierdie wat jy nou net gespeel het.
Yeah.
Die eerste een wat ek gehoor het, kon ek nie mooi hoor wat dit was nie. Toe dog ek, jy sê paardry met 'n setpil is plesierig. Dit is wat ek gehoor het. En toe fucking sit dit in my brein vas en toe sing ek dit. Paardry sonder setpil is plesierig.
Alicia, weet jy wat die snaakste?
Ja.
Dit is die actual lyric.
Is dit die actual fucking lyrics? What? Oh my god. Ja. Okay, want ek was soos nie.
Ja, want ek het net die mees nonsensical kak om mekaar geklap.
Dit is brilliant, ek love it.
Ja, en dan, want jy weet, daai tipe awesome. Van ding waar Afrikaanse musiek soms het hierdie pragtige woorde en toe dink ek let's just make it completely absurd.
Ja. Ja. Nee, ek het die een
eet, dag eet 'n fucking buiteband in Newcastle, whatever, jy enige kak.
Nee, ek het die een dag toe want ek was besig om die podcast te luister terwyl ek shopping gedoen het in Checkers, nê. En toe dit opkom toe nou hoor ek dit en ek sê nee, ek kan nie dit wees nie, maar toe sing ek dit vir myself, maar jy weet soos daar by die brood raak tussen die wyn.
Ja.
En toe sing ek dit soos actually fucking hard en mense was soos
wat gaan aan?
Jesus, bar draai met setpille wat doen so.
Is gevaarlik. Maar dit is actually ja, dit is ek gedink dit is gevaarlik.
Ja, ek het gehoor is plesierig.
Dink ek. Wees.
Ja, okay, ek gaan dit probeer.
Ek het ingegaan een dag by my neighbor. Ek het 'n neighbor met 'n atelier. En toe het ek net 'n klomp kak neergeskryf en dit gou een na die ander gesit.
I love it.
En dit is my neighbor wat gitaar speel.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right. Nee, dit is well done. I love it. Maar dit is die goed wat ek gemis van die show.
Dit is, né?
Is jy weet die show groei en elke nou en dan jy weet dan skit jy om so 'n bietjie en dan kom daar weer splinter nuwe goed uit.
Al wat ek kan sê is
nee, jy gaan nie.
Yes! Jy's reg. Ja, nee, ons gaan jou mis, Ellie. Maar toe maar, ons het nog 'n show met jou.
Yes.
Dan is alles.
Ek dis die 28ste, nê?
Ja.
Ja.
Beteken dit daar's 'n job opening hierso?
Ja.
Ja, daar's 'n job opening.
Kan ek net eers fucking weg wees voordat jy my posisie vat? Jesus.
Dit gaan net so in hierdie wêreld.
Daar's 'n job opening vir 'n vrou.
Hy is al 'n mooi meisie.
Vir 'n vrou?
Ek is, kan een rokkie dra. Yes. Ek het nou hier aan nie een rokkie gedra nie, een kaftan.
Mm-hmm.
En dit het gelyk meer soos 'n rok, maar...
Ja.
Het jy mooi gelyk?
Ek het prachtig gelyk. Ek het een David Klaalie outfit aangetrek by die...
Jy geskeer?
Nee, ek dink nie so nie. Okay. Dis meer soos 'n African
kaftan. It's like the bearded, the bearded lady just...
Ja, exactly, die lady wat die euro
bearded ding lady het.
Ek weet nie ja.
Oh ja, maar wat haar naam nou weer gaan nou aan naam onthou. Maar waar was jy gewees by wat
by die tempo
hoe was ja. Dit?
Dit was cool.
Is
ja,
it?
Dit's lekker.
Vertel my wat was die hoogtepunte?
Well, nee, daar was obviously al die
ja, maar
al die prijse, ek is nie genomineerd
nie. Nee, ek doe dit nie lelik nie.
Ek is nie genomineerd nie, so ek het gegaan vir support.
Boring kak magazine.
Ek het gegaan vir support, en daar is klomp buddies wat awards gewin het en stuff. So dit is cool om te sien dat mense, obviously ander mense recognize vir hulle efforts. Dit is natuurlijk interessant dat huisgenoot 100 jaar oud is. So dit was wel interesting gewees. Die hele speel daar in die event.
So ons kan die machine nou maar afsit vir huisgenoot, hy is nou te fucking oud. Ja. Nee, sorry, grappie. Maar Afrikaans is barely 100 jaar oud.
Well, dit is wat hulle gesê het. Ek het dit geweet nie. Hy is nooit ouder as Afrikaans.
Dis reg.
Hy is al deur al die kak en drama wat met Afrikaners gegaan het.
Ja.
Fucking letterlijk alles.
Maar nog steeds.
Nog steeds.
En maar dit is awesome. Ja. Dit is die een ding wat ons...
Yeah.
Ja, dit is definitief een institution.
Ja, huisgenoot is 'n type van ding wat ons allemaal ken.
Mm.
Vooral Afrikaans sprekendes. Kry julle warm of net?
Dis ja. Warm,
nie. Ja, ek kry warm.
I thought I was the only one.
Se bongele bongi, my darling. Haven't we got some air conditioning?
Nou gaan sê vir hy ding wees.
Daar is hier remote daar langs jou.
Dit is aan so hier, so vat die remote aan, want jyre, dit is warm. Dit voel of ek enige oomblik vir Lucy vir gaan kry. As a gas. Aiska, Antarctica. Sarah Palin.
Dis
plesier. It's okay, it's warm, Ile.
Bam, bam,
bam,
bam.
Thank you, darling.
Yes. Radio. Ek moet kyk waaroor moet ek praat met julle voor ek dit vergeet.
Kyk daai gepruil mondjie.
Soreta wil ek sê dankie vir laas week het sy vir my donuts gestuur met congratulations uitgespel. 'N C donut, 'n O donut, congratulations. 'N donut, 'n G donut en so voort en so voort.
Hoekom het sy vir dit gestuur?
Tot wie is wie onlangs wat benoem? Hallo.
Oh ja.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Ek kan nie almal tegelijk nie, die mense kan nie hoor nie. Stadig, iemand, sê iemand. Gavin, wat is ek?
Wat is jy?
Wat is ek? Comics Choice?
Comics Choice of the Year.
No, not year.
Lifetime.
Lifetime of Lifetime. Yes, maar dit is net geldig tot September toe.
Fuck you.
Yes, unfortunately.
No, it's not. That's what I said.
No.
It's held up for a lifetime.
That's all that he remembers, because I said, after September, everyone will forget about me. I was joking, sending it up, and actually speaking the truth. Oh, but wow. What I was meaning was that. But it carries on till next year, June.
But
oh my
I'm the
God,
lifetime. I'm going on trips as with Mr. South Africa and Mrs. South Africa. No, not really. I wish I...
Excuse me. I was the only one, not even on behalf of this team, I was the only one of the Casper Radio Show team that said, I'm proud to be associated with
I
you.
I know. And then
no
you
one,
yes.
No one else yes. said something.
And that was last week.
No,
Can I just say something? Can I just say something? Mr. Speaker, now you come up for me. Soos 'n fucking oogappel van die juffrou. Man, toe ek jou nou vra, toe kan jy my onthou waar dit was nie.
Nee, maar Gavin, jy praat nou vet kaak, want Betty het dit geretweet
exactly.
en het iets daaroor gesê. Ek het gesê, ek is vreselik baie trots op Cassie.
Sy
man het ook iets gesê, so dit is nie net fucking jy nie, hoor. Yeah.
So, ons is allemaal lief vir Cassie. Chai, moet jy vir jou alleen
I was talking about the radio, but it's fine.
It's fine. Now.
Oh, Kevin, I love you. You make me feel so bad, so my immediately. My gesig is freaking.
We got someone else here we're going to talk to later, but I'm going to ask him a favor. His name is Raymond. Raymond, can you just shout hello there?
Hello.
Oh, that's him. Raymond, if you go outside, you'll see there's a Cliff Central kind of a...
Cock.
Cock? No, man. A ice cuss. Fridge. En langs dit is daar so boks, as jy dit vir my bring. So groen boks. So ask hulle net, it came for the Casper Radio Show, that box. I want to bring that in now. Because I must say, I want to thank Sarita, but let me just quickly stop and say, I miss Justic. Where is he?
Where the fuck is Justic?
Where's Justic?
I don't know.
Adrian has stopped sending messages from PE.
Yeah.
Justic doesn't do cartoons anymore.
Yeah. And Darren from PE.
Darren het opgehou. Is it your stalker?
Nee.
Okay, he stopped. We still got Michonne Kirschenbaum. We got Ricardo has stopped sort of.
Yeah,
well.
He's also very quiet.
And Justic doesn't.
En ons het ons Ierland vriendin.
Sorry.
Wat s'n naam nou weer? Nee man, sy was hier gewees, ons fan.
Sarita?
Nee.
Cindy,
yes.
Yeah, Cindy, Mundo. And we got Rona, Farinsburg from Texas.
Yes, Rona.
And Sarita sent you this, Alicia.
For
this
my.
Is for you. Open it.
I'm glad you scan your pakkies voordat dit hier aankom.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's an answer.
Yeah,
we got an extra machine.
Bomme en sulke stuff.
Is it zwaar? Geef hem op.
Maak hem op. Maak hem op.
Kom vat, bij die oosie, kom vat. Kom vat hom toe, so by jou.
Alicia, so that is for you from Sarita. Oh, don't we have just incredible fans?
I think it's why.
Oh isn't my God!
Isn't it just unfair that other people also get gifts now? Where I thought only I get the gifts. But now it's for Alicia as well.
It's bottles of wine.
I think it is.
Yes.
Kom spoil.
Maar sy spoil ons so, die arme vrou. En sy is getroud en sy het kinders, ne?
It's amazing. Wat
eet hulle? Popcorn?
Sy het nou net een babiekie gehad dan nie.
Dis die vrou van Texas af?
Nee, dis Rona.
Oh, okay.
Was sy hier toe jy was?
Nee.
Hoe ken jy haar?
Ach, Sarita, jy is een duifie. Jy is een totale duifie. Ek gaan dit fucking mis om freebies te kry. En ek waardeer al die geskenke. Jy is amazing en dankie dat jy aan my denk.
Ons het Ludwig ook in Londen.
Ludwig,
en ons het vir Sean in Chicago.
Okay, I'm taking pictures.
And there they come
out. Okay, so Alicia is opening up her box, which is not surprising sentence.
Smak het doos oop.
Exactly, and then this is eintlik iets wat nogal baie gebeur.
As my huis is dit nie werk nie.
Ja. O, Jesus. O, as jy terug. Is dit 'n digital key? Oh, shit. Da. But you can hear the plastics, and she made it up with a purple gift wrap and a strik nogal.
I'm already tafel wegkrap. Ek sal bang as hy.
Okay.
Okay, open it up, Alicia. We haven't got all day.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
I was right.
What? Meat wine.
Oh, lekker.
Oh, wine.
Yeah, baby.
Alright,
I put it in my house tonight.
Well, say thank you to her. Say
Sarita,
thank you to her.
Sarita, bye-bye. dankie. Jy's die beste. Jy's die beste. Jy's die beste. En na 2 jaar weet jy nog steeds waarvan ek hou. Here, dat ek dit net oopmaak.
You guys are like, oh my God, I think I'm having the best time I've ever had in my entire life. And I'm pretty sure this comic's the best comic I've ever heard in my entire life. Why is this guy not more famous? And I'll tell you why. So I don't have a catchphrase. All the best comics have catchphrases. I don't know if you guys know how the business works. Larry the Cable Guy, what's he got? Get her done. Dane Cook, what's he got? Blah, blah, fucking blah, blah, fucking blah, 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 blah. Selling out stadiums. I think we can all agree those are the two best comics working today. Fuck it, two best comics of all time. So I'm always trying to push catchphrases. So with this album, I would like to announce this catchphrase. If you guys are ready for it, you want to hear my catchphrase I'm going to be pushing all next year? It's, y'all can go ahead and suck your own dick. Sometimes I'll confuse them and go, girl, y'all can go ahead and suck your own dick. Why the girl? Doesn't matter. Buy a thermos. Seriously, I have 20,000 thermoses. Say suck your own dick on them. Really not willing to admit failure on this catchphrase. Buy my fucking thermoses.
Hello. You're listening to the Casper Radio Show.
Hoi.
What did Alicia do? Did she write something for you there? Ach, Alicia, what did Sarita do?
So sê, hallo aan my gunsteling mensies. Ek voel soos wurmbollie, omdat ek nie vir Jonathan wyn geneem het nie. In lieu of that, stuur ek vir julle 'n bietjie wino. My kaartjies vir Joseph is bespreek en die keer sal ek nie die wino vergeet nie. Lief julle baie, Wine Lady from the Cape.
Oh, that's and Michelle Socolone.
Yeah, Michelle Kirschenbaum.
Is she on?
Michelle Kirschenbaum. Hello, yellow. Love you guys, and a big fat kiss there. And then Cindy, yay! We just spoke about
Hello,
you.
Hello, Cindy. We just spoke about you.
Aww. And she says, no, Cassie, you won a Lifetime Achievement Award. It's for a lifetime. Next year, June, they will award someone else an award, but yours is still valid for a lifetime, always, in caps.
You. That's true. That is so true.
Yeah.
A lifetime in my heart.
And then she goes on and she says, oh, and we're all proud. Okay. Yay.
Thank you. People, it is time to go forth for our new season of Consistory.
Yay.
Still brought to us by iFix.
iFix
has now got drones. We love drones. Sebastian, Benedict, Benedict, Sebastian, and I. I like both names. That's why I don't know which
one. Yeah,
We did a movie called Snorks Genoeg, and we used a lot of drones. Did we use drones when you were there?
No.
I love the drones. I was like in love with the drones.
Ja, dit is epic goeders deesdae. Ek meen, die stuff wat hulle moet doen is insane.
Maar as hy daar is, die presence van 'n drone.
Mm.
Kom so, ag, ek love it. Ons gaan nou 'n bietjie oor Snaaks genoeg praat.
Divan het ook van hom laat hoor.
Oh, ja.
Hy sê, môre julle Alicia. Môre julle Alicia, ons gaan jou mis.
Oh, dankie Divan.
En dan sê hy ook,
nou jy twee fans.
Very good.
Dan sê hy ook, hello, she knows me. So jy ken vir hom, Divan Cronje?
Divan Cronje?
Is dit die jou stalker nie? Ek dink jy's stalker.
Hallo Divan!
En hy soek jou op Periscope. Hy sê twee dinge Alicia, ons gaan jou mis en Periscope die show 'n bietjie.
So, ja, maar ons gaan vandag op Facebook Live, onthou dit. Okay. Ons gaan nie Periscope nie, Facebook Live, it's got more people.
Ja.
And we got nice surprises from Raymond and Sebastian, Benedict, Benedict, Sebastian. So we're gonna do that later. But let me just go back to iFix. So, Consistory, can you remember what happened last? Neither can I. I couldn't. So I listened to the last episodes and I laughed so much I couldn't remember it. So I thought what we'll do today is revision. I know homework isn't always that nice, but it is necessary. Want as ek nou weg vir kontrak met 'n konsistorie nuwe episode en julle gaan julle nie weet waar ek aangaan, want yeah. Ek het nie geweet nie. So ek het gedag ek bring die so 'n mixture van die laaste episodes saam, ons catch up to speed, and after we've done that we can go on with the new series. Do you agree with me or am
absolute.
I totally
nee, ons moet 'n bietjie revise want ek het ook heeltemal vergeet wat gebeur het.
Ja.
Ek dink iemand het dood gegaan, ek is nie seker nie.
Ek weet ek kon ook nie onthou nie.
Ja.
Maar wat ons moet onthou net is Veigie is nie lekker, like my is nie lekker nie, of dalk is dit 'n red herring in the story, I don't know. En Marcel gaan sy 1 jaar in die tronk vinger uitdien, want he's gonna act as a drug mule.
So hy gaan letterlik en figuurlik dan gevinger word.
Dit is so, ja, maar ons weet nie wat, of het een vinger is, of een tube cocaine, we don't know. Mm. But it is going to be round, and it's going to be up his ass.
Oh,
so, let us have a listen to that, and catch up. And then, on the other side of this, we will have, Here Comes the Boys. Ek moet nou fokken op noot sing vir Gavin, anders ek ken hy nie die wijsie nie. Boys of the Central. See how they hug and the gentle the boys are Cliff Central.
One second is there.
Veigie.
Hallo, Artie.
Lieve herder, waarna kyk jy?
Ach, dis Penny Dreadful.
Dit is dreadful.
Nee, man. Dis maar net vermaak. Oh, ek geniet dit.
Maar jy glo tog nie in goed soos demone en duivels nie, toe nie?
Nee, natuurlijk nie, Artie. Vra jy nou vir my wat 'n dominee se kind is?
Glo jy in spooke?
Nee, jy?
Ja.
O.
Een keer toe ek nog 'n dogtertjie was. Ek was nog by die Knobels. En ons was op 'n plaas vir Kersfees. En toe gaan ek na 'n ander seentjie, 'n skuur binne.
Ja?
En daar het ons iets geritsel gehoor. En ek kan sweer ek het daar die gestalte van 'n ou vrou gesien wat met 'n lantern vir ons gewaai het.
Was dit in die dag of in die nag?
Ek dink dit was in die middag, maar dit was donker in die skuur.
Ag nee, wat Attie?
Was hy duidelik gewyf?
Oh wel, dit was in jou verbeelding. Het die ander seentjie dit opgesien?
Ja, ja, ek dink hy het. Ons het al twee gillend uit die skuur gehardloop.
Wel, dit is maar wat hulle noem verbeelding.
Verstaan jy wat ek bedoel?
Goeie God, wat was dit?
Wat bedoel jy, Attie?
Wie het nou gepraat?
Man, het is net ek en jy in die televisiestorie. Dis seker die televisie wat jy nou gehoor het.
Is dit nie, Attie?
Yes, is daar dit weer. Dit klink op wat van jou afkom.
Ja, Attie.
Ek weet nie wat aangaan nie, maar ek voel ek het ondervleis. Ek voel al my hare staan regop. Hoe verder ek van jou af wegloop, hoe meer sak my hare.
Dis ou vrou stories. Wat sal fout wees met my?
Wat dink jy, hè? Wat dink jy, mensekind?
Veigie.
Wat?
Jou oë.
Wat van my oë, Attie?
Jou oë was helder, skelterrooi. Toe jy nou gepraat het. Veigie?
Ja, kan ek net my ding klaar kyk asseblief? Want ek is nou helemaal die draad verloor.
Goed, Ek dink ek gaan 'n bietjie lê.
Ja, Otty, gaan olie so lank jou robou kok. Ek is nou daar.
Sien jou nou-nou, vyfie.
Sien jou nou-nou, aardse mens.
Ek voel 'n bietjie sleg, maar jy weet, vir 'n jaar minne. Come on. Ek hoop net die mense herken my. Blijkbaar moet ek hier staan by die spaar. Dis waar al die rempoes staan.
Verskoon toch?
Ja, ek kom. Jere, hy is nogal lelik.
Hoeveel vraag jy?
Ek vraag 250.000 rand die uur.
Fok jou!
Dit is een manier om van die lelikers ontslaan te raak. Oei, kom ek aan. Baie stadig. Ja nee, het is beslis iemand.
Skoon toch?
Ja, oom.
Hoeveel?
Wel, dit is 390 rand. Maar afslag as ek kan kook en... in een hamburger ook kry.
Ok, klim maar in.
Dankie ook. Wat is oom sy naam?
Nee god, ek gaan nie my naam vir jou sê. Hierdie dinge is clandestien.
Oom lyk vir my so bekend.
Ja, allemaal sê dit.
Regtig? Wacht een bietjie. Hoor sy stem? Dis baie soos meneer Zetske. En kyk daai gesig, daar's iemand wat ook so lyk. Daai ou wat nou vir papa werk in die konsistorie. Benny. Hierdie man lyk net Benny. Benny.
Ja? Hallo, Montel.
Ach, my jylle hornoblaartsie. Dis goed om jou te sien.
Het oom al gehoor van Samsung?
Ja, my skat. Elke vrydag as die gay koor by mekaar kom, dan het ons 'n Samsung.
Nee, nie Samsung nie. Samsung. Samsung, soos Apple en Hawaii en Hawaii.
Oom, my skat, ek gaan net vir Apple. Apple is die beste.
Ja, het oom geweet waar het toe gaan een mens as jou appel vrot is?
As my appeltjie vrot is, my skat, dan gaan ek net na een plek en dis iFix.
So oom weet al?
Ek weet alles.
Nee, ek is nie Benny nie.
Wat?
Maar ek is Henny.
Wat?
Ja, interessant. Hoekom het jy gedink ek is Benny?
Want jy lyk soos Benny, wat vir my pa werk in die konsistorie.
Jy is slim, want weet jy wat?
Nee.
Ek is familie van Benny.
Sla Fokof, regtig?
Ja, en dan is daar nog 'n Lenny en 'n Kenny, en daar's 'n Renny en 'n Wenny. Allemaal familie.
Familie van wie?
Wie denk jy? Nikki Zetske.
Zetske.
Ja.
Maar dat betekent dat ons is ook familie.
Ja, ons weet. Maar nou eindig jy op met een naam soos Marcel. Maar as al met jou ma geweet het, sy dra die saad van Nikki, maar sy kon het nie teenoor haar man erken nie. Daarom het jy een van aswege naam gekry, Marcel.
Oe. So, het oom draks?
Ja, ek het draks.
Jo, ek is gelukkig, ek het die regte kar gekies.
Het jy al draks gedoen?
Ja, oom, op school het ek, as we say, I was high, I was low, I was fucked up, I was blow, en sovoorts, maar ek het gestop, maar ek kan weer aangaan.
Hmm, jy weet van die dwelmroute wat gaan deur die Rent Boys?
Ja, ja, ek weet daarvan. Is jy die draklood?
Wel, nie Kizetske was, maar hy is dood.
Ek weet. Dis my fout dat hy dood is.
Hmm, hy het homself vergiftig. Nou is daar 'n ander draklood en ons werk vir hom.
Wie is dit?
Ek weet self nie. Niemand weet nie. Ons rapporteer aan hom deur iemand, via iemand, om iemand. Maar niemand weet wie die draklord vandag is.
Nou, dit is nie ek nie, dit is verseker.
Ja, so, welkom in die familie, Marcel. Jy is Zetskiaan.
Zetskiaan? Oh, ek kan nie wag om verder uit te vind nie.
Kom.
Ah, Rita, hier is dit. Wat is dit?
Dit is ons egskeidingsbevel. Ek was ernstig, Kon. Hi, net een hoor.
Ernstig met die skeisaak, maar waar gaan jy bly, Rita?
Die ding is, jy bly hier in die kostuurs konsistorie, wasstorie. Ek bly op my eie. Ek het al 'n pragtige woonstelletjie gekry. Dan separeer ons net.
Ai, Rita, is jy seker?
Alles loop reg, altyd reg, Toyota. Ja, ek is.
Wat is hierdie advertensies wat jy nou so gil?
Dit is ontwikkeling vir my Tourette's. Ek maak nou nie meer geluide nie. Ek praat advertensies.
O, jy die indrukwekkendste Tourette's wat ek in my lewe gesien het, Rita.
Ek weet. E-N-O.
Jesus. Nou, ja, ons huwelik is nie meer so sprankelend soos wat dit was nie.
Jy kan dit weer sê, it's not inside, it's on top.
Ja goed, ons doen dit so en kyk of dit werk, maar 'n dominee om te skei.
Wel, dit is nie skei nie. Kom, ons gaan dit 'n bietjie uitmekaar uit, ons gee mekaar leefruimte. En dan kyk ons weer wat gaan aan, na ruk.
Nou maar as jy so wil hee, kyk ek het geen verhouding met iemand nie. Dis nie asof ek verlief is op iemand of verhouding het met iemand anders nie.
Nee, ek weet het, Kon. Ek ook nie. Het is nie, ek voel net nie gemakkelijk en liefelik nie.
Nou maar goed, dan gee ons dit 'n probeerslag.
Goed, as jy net hier kan teken. En ek omhaal ek het later by jou. Ek is by prokureur Klinkenhol, Mabaso en Kie.
Goed.
Tot ziens, Kon.
Tot ziens, Rita.
Simone, we are one.
Elizabeth, goeiemôre.
Elizabeth, ek het 'n bietjie nagedink oor dinge.
Yes.
Kyk, ons kan trou. Natuurlik, ons wil trou, maar ek is so bang dit bedonder ons hele verhouding.
What do you mean, darling?
Wel, as ons nou trou, dan is mens so half geforseer in 'n boksie. Hoekom hou ons nie wat ons het nie? Ons doen nog steeds die seremonie en alles. Maar ons het geen pressure van society nie.
Oh, maar ek dink jy wil trou.
Nee, eintlik nie hoor. Ek is eintlik maar 'n ou hippie at heart, you know?
Oh. Wel, ja, ons kan die trou maak dat dit net ceremonie is. En dan ons gaan ons eie gang, maar ons is couple.
Ja, ons doen dit. Kyk, alles gaan voort. Ons steek net nie daai donorse papier nie.
I've got to tell you something, though.
En wat is dit? Wat gaan nou aan? Het jy gekyk na Modder en Bloed?
No, my darling. Ek vervag.
Vervag.
I'm pregnant.
Oor-yura.
Blatsy, is jy lus vir 'n koppiekie cappuccino?
Ja?
Dat ek net my foon stikkend gooi?
Ja?
En dan gaan ons na die naaste iFix. Hulle die lekkerste cappuccino.
This is the Casper Show. Here comes the boys and girls, the boys of Good Central.
Presented by Body
Care. See how they walk, strut, pose and talk. The boys of Good Central and girls.
It's the boys and girls of Cliff Central again. And Lara, the most beautiful woman in the world, the head lady of Boss Models, is here. Hello, Lara.
Hi, Casper. How are you doing?
I'm so well for seeing you, and I'm glad that you're back safely from your holidays. Where were you?
I was in Dahlstrom for a whole week.
I'm from that kind of area, Lydenburg. I went to school in Lydenburg.
So it's in South Africa.
It's very small, Lydenburg. It's like one really big road.
Tiny. I know, right?
It's a little bettered.
Is it in Scotland? Dahlstrom? No, it's here.
They filmed the lunch bar ads there. The Scottish, the lunch bar from Maritzburg.
You see, that's where I sort of tapped in. Not really. I was just talking cuck, but it sort of then made sense. Yeah, so Sebastian, do you know what's going on here?
I have absolutely no idea what's going on in life in general.
Do you mind if I call you Sebastian?
No, it's fine. Perfectly normal.
You're actually Benedict.
Sebastian.
But I like the Sebastian.
It was actually one of my choices from one of my kids' names. But I didn't go with it, sorry.
Next time. Next one.
Yes.
So we got a competition called The Boys and the Girls of Cliff Central, where we will have a representative for Boss Models or Cliff Central or both. Uh-huh. A boy and a girl. You see? And so every now and again, every 2 weeks, we have entries.
Okay.
Coming into the studio, we talk to them a bit. They have gone through the process with Lara at Boss Models. We have a bit of a talkie and a walkie where you, because as co-host, you come in here, you've got to ask them questions.
Okay.
I want you to prove your mettle. And then at the end of the year, we'll have a huge function.
I hope I'm invited to that huge function.
Oh, well, if you're here, if you're in Cape Town, we can't fly you in, unfortunately. But if you're here, we will have a huge function, and we will then crown the boy of Cliff Central, the girl of Cliff Central.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Lara, who have we got today?
Well, the two entrants are Rain and Pearl.
I love it already. It sounds like a group, Rain and Pearl.
Yeah.
Mm. Doesn't it?
Yeah, we can get you guys to come and do a little jig and a jazz for us.
What kind of a group would Rain and Pearl be? Would it be technique dance? Or
a rap duo?
Oh.
Rap duo.
Yeah. You see, I feel you, man. Duo. You see? You've got a bit of a Lauryn Hill vibe there, except I think you're prettier.
So, that's Pearl.
That's Pearl, yeah. So it could work, you know, Fuji's kind of vibe.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Casper.
And are you nervous or excited?
Excited and a little bit nervous.
You don't have to be too nervous. Just be excited. Hello, Rain.
Hello.
Who does he remind you of?
Don't disappoint me.
Oh, jeez.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. That's a good one, except I think you're taller.
And my voice could get you out of work.
And also, I think you're more muscular than Denzel. Denzel, you know, he's got a man bod these days. You know, dad bod, that's the word.
He's got a picture on his phone of his not man bod.
Ah, you see?
And he's got a nice body.
Ooh, yeah.
But it's winter, so he's all stuffed up. No, he's all clammed up. He's all dressed up now, you see. Oh, really? So where can we see this picture?
On my Instagram.
What's it called? At Rain.
At @Tendo_Mandau.
Okay, so I think you got to spell that.
@Tendo_MUDAU.
Okay, Gavin, darling, you are the internet fundi. go for it. Search him, show us. If you found him, come here and show me.
Come hither.
That's going to be interesting.
Or you could just show them live.
T-H?
Huh?
E-N-D-O? Underscore? M-U? D-A-U?
Okay, so this show is heard all over the world. So I think even...
Obama.
Has now heard it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even the people in Syria can now look it up.
I guess I just said find my Instagram.
You did.
Yeah. You can never you can never change that now. It's done.
Or if you your Instagram grows with one follower, we in big shit. Because that means just one Eskimo is listening. And Bill, why did you decide to enter this competition? Where did you hear about it?
I found about it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually went on Boss Model page, and that's where I saw the competition being shared by their page as well.
Okay.
And then...
So it excited you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I always wanted to sign up with an agency, but because of my height, they always told me that I'm short.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I would know because I'm short in any case. Anyone next to me is taller.
Trust me, I know. I was standing next to you and you were like... on my shoulder.
You see?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Why is it so important for female models to be tall, Lara?
Well, the clothes are made in a sample size, and the sample sizes are made for girls that are 175 and taller. And just length shoots really well, and you have to fit the clothes that are made, because sample sizes are just that. It's something that's made ahead, so it's not made in the 32, 34, 36, 38.
When people like... Pearl and Rain enter your office, do you have already pictures of them, or do you take pictures of them? Because I found that some people are just, they can't help it, they just on a picture they look fantastic.
Most of them enter via the internet, and
okay,
then we have a look at them, and we only bring people in that shoot very well on pictures.
Yeah, yeah, because so, it seems to be a difference sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes there's someone and I go, okay, not bad. And then we take a picture and after I go, my God, look at this beautiful picture. Yeah.
We've had shorter girls. We've got a girl in London at the moment who's just shot the Max Factor commercial.
Okay.
And she's only 168 too.
Okay.
So there's hope.
But I think it's different for commercials versus stills.
Yes, but when we sign up a model, we try and make sure that she does everything. Otherwise, you just land up having too many people on your book. So be able to do it all.
Okay. Now, have you prepared a joke for us, Rain?
Yes.
Will you tell it?
So I dated back into your past. It's based on one of your characters.
Me, mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now tell me, what would a beggar say? What would be the first thing a beggar would say after seeing Casper leaving Ocean Basket? Wum, calamari.
Okay, 100% for that. A, because you studied your subject matter, which I like. And B, that you know me. That's fantastic. Okay, so he's through, Lara. And Pearl, you, have you got a joke for me?
I got a riddle, actually. Not a joke.
Okay.
A riddle. Two of them.
Okay.
But I'll start.
Just do the one, and if it's so bad, I will stop.
Okay, the first one is, how many seconds do we have in a year?
Not enough. No.
No, that's not the answer.
What's the answer?
The answer is 12. In January, we have second. February, we have second.
Okay, next.
The next one is, I travel all around the world, but I always stay in my corner.
Water.
Nope.
I travel all around the world, mm-hmm. but I always stay in my corner.
Yeah.
In the corner over there. Corner. Your eye.
No.
Stars.
I travel around. Do you know this, Laura?
No.
Travel around the world. I always stay in my corner. What stays in a corner? I always stay in my corner.
A shadow.
No. It's not a shadow.
It's better be a good answer, eh? What is it?
It's a stamp.
Far-fetched humor, I guess.
okay, yeah. but rain still wins. But
he wins because he digged in your past, so that's right.
That's it. You know, yeah. He knows how to flatter an ego.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Yeah, this is your music. I don't know what you want to do on it. I saw your picture, Rain. Not bad.
Huh?
Jeez.
I'm an advanced personal trainer, by the way.
That's what it shows. Tell me, is there any time that it is not something that you do not look forward to exercise? Or because why don't we want to do it, even though you feel and look so good afterwards? Why don't we want to do you go, oh no, my God, I must go work out again?
No.
Or do you look forward to it?
No, I look forward to it. Over the years, I've been working out for 7 years. So over the years, I've gained rhythm. Now, it's more exciting because I, rather than going to a platform such as Virgin Active, I find a smaller gym, which limits me mentally. So I get to now figure out new ways of training. In a semi,
yeah.
Got rhythm. We got the sound going.
We got soul.
So I'm very anticipated to go in every day.
So what kind of stuff do? Like functional training, kettlebells, or do you do like?
It's very advanced. It's very advanced. I'd have to show you. It's very advanced. Right now, I'm working on my side part, which is rather working on the detail on it.
What is the muscle? What is the name of that muscle?
What is the name of that muscle?
Yeah. Ah, you see.
That's very tricky.
My side part.
The side muscle. The rib muscle. I don't know what it's called either.
No, me neither.
But I'm just really detailing the body inch by inch. I'm working on it, putting 2-week goals on each body part for better visibility, shredding in other instances. So that's most about it.
Paul, do you bodybuilding or something?
I don't do bodybuilding.
Gotta chuck something in there.
What I do is I do yoga. I attend yoga classes.
I had yoga this morning.
You had yoga
this
morning?
Yeah, Granadella yoga.
Wow, that's nice.
From Woolworths. Oh, yoga.
Sorry. Yoga, like as in yoga. I do some bit of meditation as well.
Okay.
And yeah, yoga is mostly exercises as well. It helps with.
Do you do like hot yoga or like just like normal vinyasa or something?
I do both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Laura, when you see a model, do you go, darling, you got to work on those elbows? Do you have like standard generic looks for stuff?
I'll be honest with you, yoga and Pilates and walking are the three best exercises for models.
No, there you go.
So long lean muscle. So we just get our girls to do yoga and Pilates. So you're doing the right thing, Pearl.
Thank you. I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know that we have got someone on board with the Boys and Girls Club Central, and they want to, at some stage, we must take our entrance. Mm-hmm. Is it entrance or entries?
What both? Do you say?
Oh, well. We would take them to them. They're called Body Tech.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so that's when you.
It's for lazy people.
Yes.
It's for lazy. 20 minutes a week. 20 minutes a week is all you do. They put all kinds of cuck on you, and then you just.
They shake you.
Yeah, and apparently it's like a. And they have challenged me to come in as well. I'm very scared.
I'll go with you because I don't like exercise.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've
but we'll bring our models as well.
And the trainers.
Yeah. And the trainers.
I've never felt that buzz from exercise.
No.
I've just felt sweaty and exhausted afterwards.
But if I look like him, I would obviously not want to look different. Yes. So I suppose you will
I've
have a motivation.
I've lost it before a year ago.
But you lost your mind?
No. I got into an accident and I gained around about 40 kgs.
Jeez.
And I lost it on 2 months. 2 months I've lost it. And I was back to this. So it's kind of like losing what you've had before.
What do you eat?
What do I eat? I eat just about everything.
Okay, so the thing is about exercise with you.
It's about effort. It's about effort.
Effort.
Put more time in at the gym and put more time in at home.
Okay. But with Body Tech, only 20 minutes a week, eh? Yeah, I like that one.
Me too.
I've heard a lot of good things about Body Tech, I have to be honest.
Well, they're with us, so we have to praise them.
Okay. Well, in that case,
We love Body Tech.
Yeah. Mm.
So
I,
much
I
so.
Wish Body Tech would sponsor me.
No, they're pushing it a bit too far. But that's what happens in Body Tech. In Body Tech, you must push it too far. Because you've got 20 minutes, and then you push your body too far. And then afterwards, you come back, and you feel and you look better. And that's why they are called Body Tech. That's the longest intro into an ad you've ever heard in your life.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to Body Tech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. Body Tech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. Body Tech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Fitness. Now, what's your favorite movie, Rain?
I would have to go with some comedy by Kevin Hart.
Did you go and watch him when he was here? Shame on you.
I didn't get the chance to.
I think it was expensive as well. I didn't go either. It was too expensive. Like 800
maybe next
grand.
Time. Maybe next time. I missed the 11 July too.
Will I eat this month or go see Kevin Hart? It was too much.
But shouldn't Comedy Central have sponsored you?
Ooh.
Because didn't they... I want to...
No.
I'm just putting it out there. Surely they were involved in some kind of like sponsorship thing with the big guys, you know, if they bring them in?
But what do you mean? How can they give Rain a comp?
No, you.
Yeah, what are we talking about,
because
Rain?
Because you just got the life. You got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes, I can't hear that enough.
Thank you. So I mean, that must come with some perks, like
yeah,
tickets to.
What I mean,
Fun Row.
Someone like Kevin Hart is an idol for a lot of people, and then the ticket is like 800 rand. How can you go?
That's ridiculous.
But okay, Kevin Hart movies, and you, Rain, Pearl, my darling.
My favorite movie would be Love Comes Softly, but I don't know who wrote that movie. Like, it's an old movie.
It's an old movie?
Yeah.
Say the name again.
Love Comes Softly.
Gavin, please Google. Darling, Love Comes Softly. It's definitely not porn.
No, it's not porn.
Love Comes Softly.
No.
Want to know what? I've never heard of
Love.
Movie
Love Comes life. Hard would be the porn version of it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I know. I was trying to imply it.
Well, I would just say it.
New movies that we are looking forward to. I don't know. Tell me what you think. Love Comes Softly. Oh, look at that. Tell us. Tell us about it, Gavin. It's definitely not porn. It's Christian.
It's directed by Michael Landon. And
it's Little House on the Prairie guy. He's dead now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's a drama. But it's not an old movie. It was made in 2003.
That's old.
That's old for her. That's before she was born.
Okay.
And what happened in that movie, Gavin? I want to hear the plot.
So basically, stranded after her husband's stranded after her husband's sudden death.
Yeah.
A woman, played by Catherine
Hill
agrees to live temporarily with a widower, played by Dale Midkoff, and his daughter Skye. And that's it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've learned something. Other movies we can look forward to is Ben-Hur, a remake. Looks interesting. Ghostbusters! I can't wait for that. Huh? What do you think? You're a comedy guy.
The all-female cast.
Yeah, it looks funny. Rain, it looks funny. I've seen
No.
Why?
I'm not moved.
It looks funny, Rain. Then we got Pete's Dragon. It's a remake as well. I was very young when they had that movie, and it was animated. Now it's coming with it, obviously, because everything's got either dinosaurs or dragons now because of Game of Thrones. So Pete's Dragon is coming. And another one you will enjoy, Paul, is 9 Lives. It's a movie that's coming out. It's a comedy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Rain won't fucking go close to it. But it is a comedy with Kevin Spacey where he becomes a...
Shark.
Cat. He becomes a cat. Not a shark. Shark is good. He played sharks as well before.
No.
But now he's a cat because he's a mean guy and then he lives as a cat. It looks funny. It looks Walt Disney.
What is it called?
Nine Lives.
Nine Lives.
Yeah.
Is it the oh, there's also another film, I for the love of me can't remember the title, but it's called, I think, Pets.
Pets, yeah.
Yeah, The Life of Pets.
Yeah, or something, and it's basically the
animals.
Yeah, people's pets when the...
It's out now.
Quite funny.
Yeah. It's out now, yeah. It's funny, the trailer looks nice. People, have I asked anything? Must I ask anything else? I think we've done the basics here. Huh?
You've given me enough to work with.
How was it for you people? Interesting?
It was interesting.
We are nice people, hey?
Yes, you are.
We are
nice
so
people.
Phenomenal.
So phenomenal.
Amazing.
It's my first time, and I feel so comfortable to be myself.
On air, yeah. And you know that I think I am the same height as Kevin Hart. Just saying. Hashtag.
isn't Kevin Hart and The Rock in a movie now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's interesting.
What's it called?
Rain was now. What's it called, Rain? Come, Kevin Hart fan.
I'm in the Google era. We have to Google everything.
Pokemon as well, apparently. Oh, well, thank you for being here. Why I was on the movie road is I wanted to talk to you about another movie that's coming out. But, of course, Rain won't it, and Phil will watch it. It is called Life on the Road. Mm. You know who it is? It's David Brent. Do you know who David Brent is?
No.
David Brent.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ricky Gervais. Yeah.
And Ricky Gervais was in a thing called The Office, and there he was a character called David Brent. And then America made The Office with Steve Carell, but the original guy is David Brent, and he's now made a movie, and this is a song from that movie. So it is going to be comical. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to be actually bad. Because David Brent is a horrible person. So here's that. Let's have a listen to this. And then I want to thank Laura and Rain and Pearl for being here. And we'll see each other at the bash.
Thank you very much, Kaspar.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks, Laura. Bye.
Bye.
So this David Brent, a.k.a. Ricky Gervais, in his new movie about the office guy, David Brent, who has got illusions to be a singer, and it's like a mockumentary about his life on the road. Gavin, if you can come sit here across from me, because I want you to take pictures. We're going to go on Facebook Live as well. So I must give you my phone. Here you go. And now it's time to introduce another guest. And that's Raymond Truman. Hi, Raymond.
Hello.
How are thou?
I'm wonderful. It's so great to be here.
Thank you. Well, Raymond is like unofficially here. I mean, how did he get here? As a fan of the radio show, people. So he is sort of made contact through the fact that we have been chatting for so long that he became like a friend of the show. And he's got incredible stories. The little bit I heard, I said, Raymond, come to the show, come tell us. Because we like to hear where people were, you know, like the other guy who was sort of came to my attention through the show was De Bruyn de Villiers.
Ek kom hom.
Ja, hy was hier uit gesykel en deur die wêreld. Nou julle?
Ja.
So Raymond sort of told me about stuff he saw and I said, "Come, we need you because you fit into the travelogue, you fit into the culture section and all those sections." Now, where's my travelogue section? I don't know, I can find it.
Guess ek het die travelogue section baie lank los gehoor.
Ek ook travelogue. So terwyl ek hom soek, né? I think ek weet nou hoe om dit te doen. Ek leer hierdie masjien ken. Vertel vir ons nou net eers 'n bietjie, hoekom sien jy so baie dinge in die wêreld? Is jou pa 'n fucking magnaat of wat gaan aan?
Nee. Ek is mal oor musiek, ek's 'n ingenieur.
OK.
So ek hou ook van die die stage die stage design en hoe hulle dit alles aan mekaar sit.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Ja, en die beligting en al daai goed. So,
OK.
Het ek besluit om net die wêreld op horings te neem.
Maar nou, so, wat precies doen jy? Travel jy net free of charge of wie betaal vir jou werk? Het, gaan jy net, jy skiet vanuit oor, when you want to see something and that's it?
Ja, wat doen
jy? Ja, ek maak soos klein vakanties daarvan, soos 2 of 3 weke, so 2 keer 'n jaar, miskien 3 keer.
Hoe kan jy dit bekostig?
Hy is
ingenieur.
Ja, ek kry ongelooflik.
Wat se ingenieur?
Baie geld.
Elektronies.
Oké. Okay.
Maar ek doen sagte ware programmering. Okay. Meestal. So, ek gaan so elke paar maande, dan gaan kyk ek wie is die meeste mense wat ek kan sien in een tydperk.
Mm.
En dan druk ek het in so 2 tot 3 weke.
Jeez. Nou dan boek jy dit op die internet voor die tyd, die tickets.
Ja.
Want jy kan nie net daar opdaag en just hope for the best. No.
Nee. Dit is 'n groot beplanning.
Okay, ja, maar dit is nou eintlik nogal lekker om dit te doen, nee, want jy gaan sit en jy gaan jy werk dit alles uit en try the tickets, see it. Nee, ja. So het jy al gaan na die Eurovision Song Contest?
Nee.
Ek dink ons moet dit doen. Ek kry min mense wat saam met my wil gaan.
Ek sal. Yes, enige tyd.
Okay, ek was 1 keer daar, maar dit was fucking duur, dit was in Noorwe. Maar
ek was nou net in Noorwe en dit was
beautiful, nie?
Fucking duur.
Dit's duur, hè?
Ja.
Maar is mooi daar.
Ja.
Ag, wat ek hou van die Skandinawiese lande is daai huisies met die maalfietjies en dan is dit 'n groen huisie met 'n rooi dakkie. Dit is so beautiful. No.
Ek is nou deesdae gekant teen die Vikings as gevolg van die Faroe Islands wat die walvisse so doodmaak.
Is dit maar is dit nie die Japs nie?
Nee, hierdie was in die Faroe Islands wat hulle iets soos 1000 walvisse of iets net fucking slaughtered them.
They do it for fun every year. It's like a tradition.
Yeah. The Scandinavians.
It's Norway.
It's in Denmark.
Denmark, but it is affiliated.
It's Scandinavian,
Scandinavian. Yes. Separate island, but they're separate governing body, but it's deel van Denmark.
Sure.
And hulle,
that's not good.
No, it's not good, and it's not necessary. Hulle fucking gebruik nie eers die vleis wat hulle daarvan kry nie. They just kill dolphins and whales.
It's like a sport. Hulle fucking maak like good. A fun sport.
Yeah. As a minste sushi restaurant dan nou by.
Ja, fuck it.
Whale tzatziki or whatever. Now, who of all the people and shows and plays or entertainment presentations you've seen was so far the best, or if it's not one, name me a couple.
There is one. There's nobody that can even come close to it, not even by a mile. It's Madonna.
Really?
She puts on the biggest productions you can ever imagine. The biggest stages, robotics,
Better than Gaga?
Yeah, I also wanted to ask that.
It's on the same level, but okay. Madonna's show is just designed by the best people in the business.
Mm. Okay,
Jamie King is a producer and director. He's been working with her for over 15 years. And they just put amazing shows together every 3 to 4 years.
Sure. What the shows van haar het jy al gesien?
I've seen over 35 Madonna concerts.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen one.
So I'm a
have you met her?
I'm a big fan, yes.
Okay. 35 times.
Really?
I have.
35 times.
It was very quick.
It was like a meet and greet.
No, it wasn't a meet and greet. It was
even
backstage.
More private.
It was backstage, yeah.
Meet and greet is backstage, by the way, but it's more private.
But it's different. I'll tell you now about meet and
tell
greet.
Tell me.
Okay, wait. Let me tell you about Madonna. Okay. So I got an in via her dance choreographer. We started chatting on Twitter.
You see, the internet's important,
yes,
people.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's who you know, eh?
Because they were very impressed that I'm coming from South Africa to see... At that point, it was 6 Madonna shows of this one tour.
In America?
In America.
Okay.
So this was in...
Fucking 6 shows.
This was in San Francisco. And he said, well, why don't you come by? I'll give you a day pass so you can come backstage and everything.
Oh.
And you can hang out with the dancers and just hang out. And then you can watch the show afterwards.
Ooh, what the fuck?
Lucky?
And... while I was back there, Madonna was in a robe, walking past, fully makeup and getting ready for the show. Because she gets a new tattoo for every show. It's like painted on.
Okay.
So she was on her way to get the tattoo and then we passed each other and quickly greeted. It was very quick.
But what's she like? Is she friendly, over-friendly, reserved?
She's very diva-like. She doesn't meet fans.
Mm-hmm.
You will not find a picture with a fan in Madonna. So she's very private. I like that.
Yeah.
Wrong with that.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Did you ask her for a picture or was it...
Oh, I have a picture with you, Cassie.
Yeah, no, I'm not that Madonna-ish.
Did she smell nice?
I don't think she put on anything yet at that point.
Did she smell sweaty?
Like onions.
No.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you just sort of went, hello.
Yeah. Yeah, hello. And we greeted and I told her I came from South Africa. And she said, oh, thank you for your support. And that's it.
Did she want to adopt another child?
She's actually in Africa right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She brought her 2 children that she adopted for a visit.
David.
Whoa. She's in Kenya. And
David
Malawi.
Banda. Mm.
That's
David
cool.
And Mercy.
What? Do you know from close sources, why doesn't she come here to perform?
Oh, that's very, very easy to answer.
Yeah.
We can't afford her.
Really? How much?
Yeah,
does she
because buy? The tickets cost about $300 to $400.
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
For a respectable seat.
Yes, sir.
Close to the front. So if we had to pay $6,000 to see somebody, it's not going to work. Nobody's going to buy a ticket.
She's more expensive than Kevin Hart.
Yes,
that's
definitely.
Sure.
I don't know if I'll pay $6,000. Well, I have paid close to that for Celine Dion, but then I was virtually sitting in a lap.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but I didn't meet or anything. It was just quite close. but that's exceptional. But then they give you dolphin and whale food before the time and all that. It's a whole package.
Dolphin and whale food that they feed the dolphins.
Yeah.
Mm.
They give you that.
Ah.
But and then you sing.
My heart will go on.
Yeah.
But not my lover. Yes.
When I met Lady Gaga, I asked her about her show here in South Africa and if she'll ever come back. Mm? She said no because she made a massive loss when she was here.
Really?
What?
Really?
Did she say that? Oh
yes.
My God. Big but Concert said that
ouch,
she's definitely going to come back.
Well, she may. I don't know. But that's what she
what
told
the
me.
Fuck?
Our tickets were 800 Rand for
and she made
Lady
a loss.
Gaga. And she made a loss. Big Concerts also reported on that.
Wow. Oh my goodness, that's like wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
like
that's
inside info.
I was in the convoy when she was here.
Mm.
On her way to the concert.
What does the convoy mean?
The cars. I was like part of the bodyguards. I was in
the
convoy. We were all going together. Following.
Was that the Monster Ball show?
The one
was
the last
Born
one.
This Way show.
Apparently it was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
I could have gone, but I didn't.
Oh, it was awesome.
I had a stomach problem, okay?
Yeah.
You should really look at your stomach.
I should.
And how was she?
I spent a half an hour with her. She was amazing. I met the dog. I can't remember. Asia. So
that's her husband, eh?
That's the dog.
Yeah.
She was very upset at that point. It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
About the policies in Russia where they... arresting gays at her concerts.
What? Arresting them?
Yes, it's illegal to display
affection,
any affection or any.
In Russia?
Yes.
Mm.
Even at a show.
Even at a show, and of course, what? This happened with Madonna as well. People came out in drag, and 30 people got arrested.
No.
And we talked a bit about that.
Can't you do anything about it? Can't she just use her...
Well, they've all been, like, speaking out against it, but it's law, so it's law down there.
Well, then she shouldn't go to Russia. I wouldn't go.
Fuck Russia.
Fuck Russia.
Fuck Russia.
Fuck yeah.
Russia's amazing, hey, Russia. Actually.
I think Russia's amazing, but that is fucked up.
Mm. But you had a homophobic taxi driver, Gavin.
Yes, I did, no. But apart from him, like, because I quite like the people. Even though they chased me out of the shops when they couldn't speak English.
Although they fucking...
Was it because they couldn't speak English? Because they were also homophobic and scared to be arrested?
It was that when I walk into the shop and I say, how much is this outfit? And then they would say, go, like that. Because they couldn't speak English. But the taxi driver was rude.
Hmm.
It could be one of those, yeah.
Wow, look, here is with Lady Gaga. You brought a picture. We must take pictures of this, please, Alicia, and tweet
it,
eh?
Yes.
This is one of her holding my sister's hand. That's how close we were.
Oh my God, that is awesome. Oh my God, she's amazing. I love her.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
That's a Versace yapon. It looks like Versace. Would you say she's a more pleasant person than Madonna? Or is Madonna just more professional in terms of being...
No, Lady Gaga is very compassionate and she's very close to a fan, so...
Yeah.
It's constantly, she gives you hugs and...
Oh, but that's awesome.
Nice, positive messages.
We love you, Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
Gaga's amazing. She's
wonderful. But my thing is, I don't understand why don't, like, super celebrities... Like, why don't they give back to their fans?
Yeah.
If it's not for the fans won't buy the music or the tickets.
I think what happens with a lot of these guys is after, like... You know, after doing this for many years, they get swamped. They constantly get swamped, bombarded by paparazzi, by stalkers, by this, by that, and then at some point they just stop. They can't take it anymore. You know,
yeah.
And it's not. It's all that I endure is what they.
Yeah, but
you drink water up for.
What is this day pass Madonna thing you got here?
That is the backstage pass that they stick that to your clothes. And that gives you access.
So we must.
Oh, wow.
Who's taking pictures?
I'm taking pictures.
Okay.
Yes.
Take nice pictures.
Yeah. I will.
So I think, Gavin, can we go on Facebook Live now?
Yes, we can.
Let's do the CDs and then we'll hear what he's got. I don't know. He's apparently got something that he can give away.
It's amazing.
I'm excited. Can't we enter?
Can we enter?
He's got a question. What I'm going to ask on Facebook is people who want the CD of
Sebastian.
Jy weet. Ek wil een hê en dan kyk en dan kies ons wie vir ons die mooiste lyk en ons.
Okay,
maar sal dit nou nie op lig vir hulle sê nie. En dan gaan ons live aan en dan vra Raymond 'n vraag en hy wys dan sy pryse uit. Dis ok, Gavin.
Dis 'n pick fine met my.
Well, let's just go to live.
I love video. That Raymond, by the way, I love that look. That you got that picture with Gaga.
That hair. I love the
Not
hair.
Not that you look atrocious now, no, but actually, I love that look.
Actually tried a hairstyle that was combed back and up, but it fell flat actually there, so... Yeah.
I can't believe you touched Lady Gaga.
Hi, everyone. We are live on Facebook. the Facebook Casper de Vries fan page. That's where we are. And we are busy with the Casper radio show. We had a nice interview with Sebastian Benedict. Benedict Sebastian, here he is. He's with me in a movie called Snorks Genoeg. That's how I know him. I didn't even know he sang. We played bits of the CD. It's wonderful. So if you want the CD, as jy die CD wil hê, Afrikaans en Engels en 'n bietjie Zulu, dan al wat jy nou skryf is onder hierdie video. Sê net ek wil een hê. Ek wil vir Sebastian hê. Ek soek Sebastian.
Maar ek dink almal wil Sebastian hê.
He's actually Benedict, but I like the word Sebastian. You know why? The name? Because years ago there was a series when I was this young. It was a series called Sebastian and Bell. Say for me, tell me how. Was the tune, and that's how I remember Sebastian. That's why I always say Sebastian. So if you want a CD, just write Apple Yenny, Apple Sebastian. Okay, you can answer. And Alicia is klaar lys vir een daar sy.
Hello.
In ons ander gas, our other guest is Raymond. He is
Hello, Raymond.
He is traveling the world. He met everyone about under the sun, and he's got a wonderful prize as well. But he's going to ask a question. Yeah. Okay, so if you are on WeChat, I just want to say you can do. You can also write in WeChat. Apple ENA, Apple for Sebastian, that will do. Or you can tweet me. We will go through everything. Same with Raymond, but also on Facebook Live. Here we go. Raymond, tell us what you got. Speak loudly because we are also on the phone.
I like so cute. Well, yes, so, Raymond.
When I met Lady Gaga, I asked her to sign a few things.
He met Lady Gaga. Hello.
Yes. And she signed two of these lithographs. A lithograph is a once-off print, so it's very exclusive and limited.
That's amazing.
And it's beautiful. It's her album cover.
Oh my goodness, I want it!
That's a signature over there.
Lady Gaga!
So, I'm...
Well, they must answer a question for this, because yes. This is beautiful.
I have this in my cupboard, and it's just going to stay there forever, so you got two. Somebody else can enjoy it.
You're very kind. You're as kind as Lady Gaga, Raymond. Oh, so what's the question?
The question is maybe a little bit hard, but it's a good prize. So, what's the name of her first boyfriend before Taylor? It's a nickname. She sings
before
about
Taylor
the name.
Swift.
Her current fiance is Taylor.
A man.
Yeah. So she had a nickname for him, and she sings about him in many songs. And a hint: it's a state in America.
Okay, so his name is like Dallas or Oklahoma.
Washington. No,
or Washington. Or his New York. Name is New York.
Name is New York.
His name can be Delaware.
Okay,
so Ohio.
South Carolina.
So waar moet hulle die antwoorde sien?
Daar onder hierdie video.
Hier so op die video.
Ja,
okay.
Hier op die video. Skryf die antwoorde. Ons sal nou daar die God, hier kom 'n WeChat ook. Okay, dankie Facebook dat julle ons gejoin het.
Bye.
Klitscentral.com. Ja, ek sê amper Klitscentral, maar dit is jou voor. Okay, well, you switch off, hey Kevin. Okay, but let me see now because I was concentrating on the Facebook.
That's
amazing.
It is so pretty.
Oh, look at
it.
It's a hot pop. Ooh, and
I really want
Lady Gaga.
Okay, as daar niemand deelneem nie, kan ek dit asseblief kry?
Well, can I just say, while I was taking the video, there were a lot of people wanting that
autograph.
Ah, so Rita wil
vir Sebastian nie.
Yay!
Okay, so Rita,
jy kry hom. Okay, ja,
want jy is so stunning.
Ja.
So Sebastian, hier so is hy.
Yay! So Rita kry as
jy kry vir Benedict Sebastian.
Man, as ek jaloer, Sereta, ek wil ook vir Benedict
hee. Ja, maar daar is nog, ons kyk wat daar nog inkom. Wat sê dit? Jy, ek is terug, dankie. Wie is terug? Wie is dit?
Wat staan daar?
Raymond, wie is die e-mail? Oh, yes, ek weet nie. Oh, iemand is terug. Oh, fantastisch. Waar is die lys van Raymond? Ek wil bietjie deurgaan.
Ja, ek het Janet se naam ook daar gesien.
Janet
is my other favorite.
Okay, let's go through the people he has seen. First of all, people he has met.
Ja.
Ja.
And pics and stuff that he's got. that we want to talk about. The Rihanna, Blondie he met, Lady Gaga, Madonna, 30 Seconds to Mars.
What?
20 Britney Spears.
Oh my God, look at this.
What is this? Tell me, explain.
He's standing like fucking looking super hot, wearing a Rihanna black shirt next to Rihanna. Who's fucking beautiful.
And he's got another picture with Rihanna.
Oh my God.
They're not even wearing like the same outfits. So clearly this is another occasion.
It's 2 years apart.
Yeah. And did she remember you?
No.
Is it?
No, she didn't.
No, that would be amazing if she could, eh?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Was she...
This was in Ireland and Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Listen, so sober.
Listen to this. Mm.
Listen to this. Oh, this one way,
huh? Who's that,
Rihanna.
Yeah. Waarvan anders dit?
Oh yeah, by the way, sy het my uitgekak toe ek aan hom verkeerd sê.
Who sevens dit?
Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Wat het jy gesê?
Rihanna.
Ja.
Jy's Afrikaans.
Maar mense in Amerika sê ook Rihanna.
Ja. Mag sê gou-gou, so hoe het sy uitgekak?
Sy het gesê, don't call me Rihanna, it's Rihanna.
Rihanna.
But it wasn't in hey boy, don't call me Rihanna, I'm Rihanna.
Yeah. Like, and then she did the whole pout for the picture.
Ah, okay, nice.
So do you know what this is, Raymond?
I know, it's a song from her new album.
But it is a movie coming out.
I don't know.
Sounds like a spy song movie.
It's in the air. It's in the air. Where no one has gone before.
Star Trek.
Yes, a new Star Trek movie. And Rihanna's got the, what do you call it? The theme song.
Wow.
Ek ook nou ietsie bygedra, maar wat a fuck is die masker? Wees vir my onmiddellik. Is dit Marilyn Manson?
Ja.
Oh my God!
I'm going to go to the Manson.
Hoekom het jy blonde hare gehad? Dis my grootste
face, dit was 'n face.
En was dit 'n show van hom?
Ja. Ja, dit was 'n show van hom en Alice Cooper. Hulle twee het dis 'n show song.
Yes, dis
the fuck. Oh, that's fantastic.
Jy moet sien as jy dit
maar as dit op jou gesig.
Nee.
Ja, ja. Doen dit like.
Dan is my gesig nie.
Man,
ja presies.
Maar sit dit op en neem foto's. Ek wil dit opsit. Dit lyk beautiful. Ek love die eyes.
Oh, dit is beautiful.
Dit is baie scary.
Maar hoe was dit om hom te ontmoet? Hoe was hy? Was hy fucking crazy? Was hy, fucking awesome?
Hy het vir my gestaar van ek in die kamer ingeloop het.
Rarig.
So. En toe ons eventually ek by hom kom,
kan ek ook
toe wil hy saam met my 'n foto neem op sy selfoon waar hy my verwrig van agteraf. So,
en het jy dit gedoen?
Ja, hy het die foto geneem en dit sy hande so om my van agteraf en hy is huge, hy is lank, hy is
was sy vingers koud of warm?
Dit was koud.
Is dit? Oh,
maar dit was 'n koue, dit was 'n winters.
Ja. En toe, wat toe?
En hy sê Raymond die op die masker, ne? Raymond van Marilyn Manson. Wat het hy geskryf?
Raymond.
Het ek bietjie met die ander bandmembers gepraat.
Ja.
Want ek smal oor die gitarist. Hy is 'n baie goeie gitarist.
Ja.
Twiggy. Ja, ja. Ja, en dit was... Toe sê ek ook my huis toe laadrang.
Ja. Ek was een boerse fan geweest van hulle toe ek net begin... Like, ek was soos wat...
Ach, jy gebeur hier so, ek wil gaan sien.
Nine Inch Nails en...
Oh, ek love it, eh.
Nine Inch Nails en Marilyn Manson en White Zombie en die bands. Die ander heavy metal bands.
Ooh, White Zombie was een van die opening acts by die show geweest, ja.
Wow.
En toe het ek hom weer later gesien in Los Angeles, laas jaar Oktober, waar hy, yes, dit was actually crazy, hy het sy broek oopgemaak, en sy business uitgehaal, en het teer in die voorste rij mense geskiet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ja, dit was ek het 'n video daarvan. Ek het 'n video wat ek jou sal wys.
Oh my.
Hoe lank gelede was dit?
Dit was laas jaar.
Jeez.
Laas jaar Oktober.
Someone says his previous boyfriend is Brad. Is that the correct answer?
I know what the right answer is.
Yeah, but, no. but don't say it. But is that
I won't say it. But one of my friends,
Brad, what's his nickname? Is it right?
One of my friends told me the answer.
Okay.
So I know what it is.
If you want to listen to a song to try and get it, it's you and I on the bonus round.
I can give you advice what the answer is.
Okay. Have you seen? Okay, good. The answer, it's quite okay, so Raymond, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read the names of people you have seen, and then what you do is you tell me stunning, okay, or cock.
Okay.
Just so we can get through it.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Beyonce.
Beautiful voice.
Bruno Mars.
Fun.
Jonas Brothers.
No.
Cock this.
Yeah.
Although yes, stunning.
I get
stunning
Kevin
okay
Jonas,
of cock.
I get Kevin Jonas se baadjie gevang, so dit het dit great gemaak.
Wow.
Hy het hom ingegooi nie.
Het jy die baadjie nog steeds?
Ja, is 'n goue baadjie.
Yes, is dit. It's crazy.
Wow.
But this is like a dedicated guy. Yeah?
Yeah, it's like a job.
He's
like
a super fan. He's a serial fan.
Yeah, he is. Kings of Leon.
Oh, that's my absolute favorite band in the whole world. Kings
okay,
of Leon.
The
I go and see them a lot.
The script.
The script, very good.
Alicia Keys.
It's not my style.
Black Eyed Peas.
Fun.
John Mayer.
Party on it.
John Mayer.
John Mayer is a brilliant guitarist. So if you ever get the chance to see him just for his guitar playing, do it.
Kylie Minogue.
Stunning. Fabulous.
Tori Amos.
Beautiful.
Dolly Parton.
Piano.
Dolly Parton?
Dolly Parton is funny. So it's very nice.
Sure.
Sure did 16 costume changes.
Jesus, we love Cher.
I'm a girl, we love her.
Amazing. It was amazing.
Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper opened for Cher. I enjoyed Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yes.
Jagged
I'm a big fan of hers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Very good. They were here in South Africa.
No, I'm not going to talk. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry was bubblegum. It's bubblegum pop. It's fun. It's you can dance. It's an awesome show.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, of course, very soulful.
Was it not boring?
It was a bit, but it was still excellent.
Blondie, nice did you meet Blondie?
Yes, I did meet her.
Ooh, how was the show?
The show was amazing. So
is it?
This is something she signed for me.
Oh, Debbie Harry. Yes. It's a beautiful picture.
Yeah, this hangs on my wall because I love it so much.
Take a picture, Alicia Tweet. Take a picture.
All those
Charmaine, you
songs.
Left out. Can't we get you a mic?
No, come sit here.
Arme Charmaine. Sit here.
Ek mis Charmaine.
Word nog gesien. Ek gaan sit daar langs Alicia.
Ja, kom sit hier. Wil jy op my skoot sit?
Asseblief, Charmaine. Jy kan nie net daar sit nie.
Nee.
Well, please. Yeah. You must give it to us, eh? But, Eminem
was good. Jy was daar?
No, I never saw him.
Wait, jy het enige kyk hier?
Ja.
Okay.
Yasser Arafat? No, Asaf Avidan.
Asaf Avidan.
Asaf Avidan.
Okay, cool.
Was of course he writes all his music and produces
I don't know
everything.
Israeli
singer-songwriter.
Israeli singer-songwriter.
He did that song One Day Baby When We're Old.
One day. Muse, where did you see them?
Muse, I saw now.
My goodness.
I just came back from that.
And how was that show?
In Norway. Amazing.
Did you see them in Norway while they were busy slaughtering the whales?
No.
Oh. Oh, you were with Muse in Norway?
Yes.
Oh, my fuck.
That's the reason why I went there.
Do they do elaborate sets, eh?
Elaborate show, like spacecraft flying around.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's like an end of the world theme.
Yeah. Pink?
Pink?
Het jy al radio uitgesien?
Waarom is spesie met Pink? Pink?
Pink? Amazing. She does aerial stunts that will blow your mind.
Hmm.
Birdie, what's that?
Birdie. Birdie is a. She's also a singer songwriter.
Oh, I thought it's
she's
a movie.
She's famous. Go and listen to her.
Birdie.
Mm.
Okay.
Birdie.
Okay, Shemaine, read this the rest of the list for me. I'm going to look up Birdie now. But you must go to a microphone, eh, Shemaine? Otherwise, it defies the purpose.
The Fray. The Fray.
The Fray, yeah. They were here in South Africa a few times. Okay, very good.
All right. Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey opened for the Antwoord in Poland.
Wow!
That's how famous they are there. And it was 90,000 people.
Wow. How's the Antwoord live?
Amazing. I've seen them a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to get them on the show. Don't you know them?
Yeah, yes. I also want them to come here.
I have their numbers.
Oh, please.
Book us up.
Okay, there. You're going to miss them, Alicia.
I know. Fuck.
And they actually know the Afrikaans words, the Polish people, better than we do. I mean, they were singing.
But that's what's so fantastic about it.
Can they be flip for the work?
Yes.
For all. Ek dink.
Ja. Yeah. Maar hulle weet nie wat dit beteken nie. Hulle mimiek dit net.
Ja, maar dit is nou, is dit Birdie? Ja. Okay. Never heard of her. Waar was ons?
Sting? Sting?
Ja, dit was goed.
Hoe was hy? Net goed. Nie awesome nie.
Ja, dit is 'n bietjie lank terug. Ek kan nie mooi onthou.
Okay, and then Coldplay, that's one of my favorite bands.
Yes. Yeah. They're amazing in London. Mm.
Did you see them Massive now at Glastonbury stadium. Or where did you see them?
No, I haven't seen them recently.
Arctic Monkeys?
The Arctic Monkeys, of course, very niche, but they had like massive mosh pits, so I got crushed and like moved back. But it was cool.
So you say the best show you have seen so far in your life of the people you have seen is Madonna.
Yes, it's a
combination of all her shows together.
There's a very interesting story there.
Mm-hmm.
One of our big radio stations here in Joburg hosted a Madonna competition where you could win a trip to see Madonna.
Okay, but give us a clue. What's the radio station?
What does it rhyme with?
Jeremy.
Oh, okay, I felt. Mm.
Yeah.
So Schmeifeld.
Yeah, so they said arrive in Sandton Square with your shit packed, because when you win, you're leaving that same night.
Oh, God.
So, and you had to prove you're the biggest Madonna fan, of course.
How did you do it?
I brought some of my stuff. I showed them.
And then you fucking won.
Yeah. So that was the first time. Amazing. That was the first time I ever got onto a plane to London.
Wow.
I was in varsity in the middle of exams. I missed like 3 exams.
You didn't care. You didn't.
But I was like, fuck that, I have to go. So
I went. You are the super
so you were ready and packed and whatever and visas?
Yes. Those days you didn't need a visa for the UK. It was 2005.
Well, what does Yada know?
In and out.
Okay.
Mm. Oh my God, you're the fucking super fan, dude.
And while I was there watching the show, I took some pictures on my, I don't like a small digital
camera. What show
camera.
Was this one?
This was the one I won.
Yeah, but what show was it? Music? What was it called?
It was
Sticky.
It was a show with 200 people in a small club.
It's like a promo show.
VIP show. To launch the Confessions on a Dance Floor album.
That one.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're so fortunate. So it's like a selected few.
Oh my God.
Yes. And I posted these pictures online. Now, this was before the days of Facebook and Twitter and all of that. So I had a blog where I put these pictures on, and Warner Brothers contacted me and wanted to use one of the pictures.
What?
Did they pay you?
Yes, they did.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
So this is the original picture.
Jesus.
And this is the one they used on the album cover.
No.
Look at this. Look at this.
No fucking way. Oh my goodness.
It's the same.
Shit fuck.
So they photoshopped the shit out of it.
So do you still get royalties on that photo?
No, not anymore. It was a once-off.
It's your photo. It is undeniably your picture.
That's my picture.
Fuck,
and,
that's
we have to take
that
a picture.
That is amazing.
To,
yeah, take a picture of the picture.
Oh,
and the other picture.
Yeah.
Shit, that's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that was my very first international concert, and then I was hooked.
But you are like someone one has to invite to dinners. Hey?
Yeah,
he must
exactly.
come with a bag and his stories.
Yes, exactly.
Because, I mean, it's amazing. He's so lucky.
Yeah, he's a proper serial fan.
Dedicated. Yeah. It's not just luck, it's hard work.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got something in my throat now. It's too much. The moment's too much for me. someone says Nebraska. Is that okay?
That's it. Well done,
Samara. No, I hadn't won. We gotta look at Facebook as well. Oh, okay. But we're gonna choose someone.
this is so incredible.
So it is Nebraska. So if you're listening Facebook, yeah. Still, if you started listening because of Facebook, you can now write Nebraska. I always talk like this. It's a sign of genius when you can't speak. So if you started listening because of Facebook, you can now write Nebraska underneath. We're going to look for a winner before the hour is over. I just want to say to Sebastian Bonaduct.
Sebastian.
Yeah. That we, have you seen any parts of you in our movie yet?
No, I actually haven't. I saw photos.
But not footage.
No.
Oh, I have. It's funny.
Oh, is it?
Our bits are very funny.
But now it's the premiere.
Die Here weet, and I will need say fucking phone antwoord.
Am I so?
Sell your main bite.
I live in Australia. Australia.
Who's Australia?
David is in Oz.
Yeah. Well, it's Indigenous Pictures who was decided on the date. Or David, I'm not sure. Mm. But in any case, so he plays a Scully. Drug schoolie in there, and they accost me. He and his buddy, and it's funny. I've seen.
I get
it's,
a trailer. The trailer like so cool.
But that section especially because we were worried because it was late at night, early in the morning, very cold. Everyone was grumpy, and we just wanted to finish it.
Yeah,
and even because of that, it still looks good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. Die video gesien wat hy van gestuur het. So I've seen a bit of it. Yeah, but nie my some footage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ek kan nie wag om dit te sien nie. Ek dink mense wag al lank al vir. So sien
aan. Ja. Maar jy kan rustig slaap. Sebastian Bonaduct, Benedict, ons sien is mooi.
That's goed.
Gavin, ek is jou plasman, okay.
Yes.
We gotta go to the section quickly.
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
We gotta do out there. We haven't got time for stuff, Poopy, so I have to go out there, and I have to say that it is brought out there is brought to us today by.
What do I eat today?
I don't
It'll
know.
Have to be Sandwich Baron, as I get free delivery.
Oh.
But what? A crunchy salad? No. Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
That klink lelik, maar is Engels. Undeniably delicious. I'm obviously not well anymore. I what's that sick the way you word omdraai? Dyslexic. I've got that now. I just can't speak anymore. Okay, so here is our video. I just want to see. Hello, Cassie. hoe wen ek? So, net so. Okay. Ek kan kyk of ek Nebraska is seen. Ek wil een hee. Oh, Ludwig. Okay, Ludwig is a fan. So he can get... this for
Ludwig,
can
I see
it? For your CD, just... I think you must sign it to these people. So sign Sarita, sign Ludwig. Mornay, say ek wil een hee.
Maar dan gaan ek die CD's oopmaak. Hulle is nou gerap.
Ek weet hulle is gerap.
Mens gaan om al geval luister.
Okay, so hoe... Here's a Elmer who said Nebraska. But I think this was... Oh, this was just now.
Kan ek ook inskryf?
Vir Lady Gaga, ja.
Nee, Benedict.
Ja, maar ek dink hy sal vir jou gee. Ek dink hy sal. Vra vir hom baie mooi. Vra vir hom.
Asseblief.
Nee.
Nee.
Fine. Ek sê vir jyne, ek sê vir jyne stuur, maar hier is nou 5 hier, so dan is dit maar vir die luisteraars en dan sal ek vir jou ander een stuur.
My, kan ek net sê, my stiefsister Betty het ook op 'n boodskap gestuur om te sê sy
wil jy nie?
Sy wil ook sê.
Oh, okay, awesome. Shame.
Okay, 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 dis een van ons announcers, co-hosts.
Co-host. Cool.
First, Shemaine.
Nee, maar ek sal...
I want to say you must go to the mic. I'm sorry.
I'm at the mic.
You were underutilized.
Why? No, it's fine because the Miss Thing is going so Miss Thing. Man, I'm projecting.
But it was an interesting show, eh?
Right, yes, sir.
We need an on the hour.
We do.
I've got a quiz here and everything.
I also want to punt an event that I'm involved with.
Okay, punt quickly.
Okay, so on the 13th of August, I'm doing a thing, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, where guys have to pull in and wear like heels and stuff. I'm gonna leave this here so you guys can check it out and whatever. But the thing basically says it's happening at Westgate, and it's like for a charity and whatnot. But it says, are you brave enough? Join brave men in red heels and take part in the march, Stop Rape, Sexual Assault, and Gender Violence.
I'm too fat to do that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I would love to do
it. It's awesome, man.
Purple shoes.
Ek weet my skoene word, my voete word seer as ek Giselle en daai karakters doen, want ek is te vet.
Nee, die gaan cool wees. Dit gaan
No, you will look nice in red heels, but I will just take pictures.
Well, body tech sal veel mooi maak.
Jy kan met jou Segway ry.
Ek gaan met my Segway ry.
In heels.
In heels. Jy kan suggest glitter op jou Segway.
Thank you for being here, Shemaine.
Always good.
Alicia, we'll see you again on the 29th.
Yes, my darling.
Gavin, thank you so much, my darling.
It's a pleasure. I'm sorry I forgot your energy.
It's okay, Raymond. Thank you so much. We'll get you again because that was very interesting. And we are superficial people. We love stories like this. And Benedict, Sebastian, Benedict, I'll see you at the premiere. Snacks genoeg, and thank you for being the co-host today. You
baie
did
dankie.
So well. You got
very
a nice
well.
Voice.
Ek het as prins baie hard gewerk, want ek het geweet, daar's 'n slot opening hierso.
Ja.
Ek wag, ek
wag. Alicia se slot.
Kan ek nie eers fok off?
Okay, so our Out There song is Margarita Prakatan. Remember, Out There is always fucked up people. Margarita Prakatan, you can search on YouTube. She's very funny. And yes, a little excerpt from her on a BBC show. She fucks up music, basically. But she does it with love.
Rhea, will you once again put your feet in the upright?
This is CliffCentral.com.